morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host and garden expert, Teresa Watkins. So glad to be with you this morning. Warm weather came back this week. It's great for gardening, but I do know that our temperatures will be cooler for Thanksgiving. And even this morning, the sun was up when it usually is not. So I appreciated that. I want to wish my oldest Baba a happy birthday. My lovely and very smart daughter. She's a charge nurse, Teresa Jean. Teresa Jean, happy birthday, honey. You are my world, darling. So
yes,
good dad. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Teresa Jean. I hear wonderful things about you. Your mama raves about you all the time, so I love that. Maybe one day I get to meet her.
Yes, I would love to do that.
Yes.
And so, she's always busy. She takes good care of people.
Yes, definitely.
So that's good. So, Lizzie, how was your week?
It was good. Yesterday I went to SeaWorld with our digital person, Brooke, who happens to be my daughter. And she was there with our sister station, Magic, as they flipped the switch over to Christmas. They do it every year over there at SeaWorld. So, yeah, it was cool. So.
I bet it was.
Yes. How about you?
It was busy week. I will tell you, I'm going to do an article, and I'm going to remind everyone next July that if they want their landscape done for Christmas, to start in July.
Oh, that's good. Yes.
Yeah, because, you know, calling right now, okay, we want to get it all freshened up in November, and we're slammed already, you know. So it's something that, you know, you should think about long term. Summertime is a great time, not only because landscape companies can put you in their schedule, they're not booked heavily, they may be booked heavily, but, I mean, they can get you done before Thanksgiving and Christmas. And so I'm going to do a Christmas in July reminder for landscaping because, you know, even when you put a landscape in, the first couple of weeks, it's still not going to look good. You know what I'm saying? It's going to go through the shock of planting. The plants are going to, they're not going to be established yet.
Yeah.
And I will be honest that sometimes, you know, plants die when you put them in. So, you know, having it done in July, we'll get it all finished and established and looking good for the holidays.
I love that. That's a good idea.
Yeah. So did you see the newsletter?
I got a piece of the newsletter I looked at. I did get the whole newsletter.
You had a busy week.
A very busy week. So, I did see about what to do in your garden in November. And that is on our website, betterlawns.com. So even if you don't get the newsletter, which you should sign up for it. and then you get everything else.
Yes.
But you can go to our website, betterlawns.com, to get to Teresa's what to do in your garden for November.
It is. I have my landscape malpractice, which is talking about mulching. I have my design tips, which is talking about if you'd like to attract more wildlife to your lawn, to your acreage, whatever you have, if you'd like to see more, how to plot your garden for turkeys.
What?
Yes. And so I also have your article in there, which the jury's still out on whether Gerald will be inside for Thanksgiving or outside.
That's funny. Okay. Yes. Yes. You guys need to stick around. You definitely need to listen every Saturday, but definitely listen to the Saturday after the first week of December because we won't be here that Saturday.
Yeah.
But yes, and to see if Gerald made it.
Exactly. Yes. And we have a great show for the Thanksgiving weekend. And so that's already in the can. And so that's going to be a lot of fun. And I think very informational and useful for everyone listening. So if you'd like to get the newsletter, November newsletter, you can email me at teresa.watkins@live.com. Or you can go to my website, she-consulting.com, and you can put your email in. I don't spam. I don't sell. Everything's very private, and it can't get hacked. And so, you know, you can go in. It's free. And you'll find out what to do in your yard every month. My design tips. I've got a really cool plant of the month this month. It's not your normal one. And so
I'm really going to have to go back and check it out.
Yeah.
Now you got me going, you know what? Do I really want to produce the show or do I want to go read her newsletter?
And so weather this week, we're still going to be in the low 80s and 70s at night for Central Florida. Monday, Tuesday, it's going to be a little chance for rain, but we're not going to get much rain this week through Florida. It's going to be great and sunny good gardening weather, good tourist weather, visiting all the attractions. It'll be wonderful. North Florida, mid to low 80s and low 60s at night. But next weekend, they're going to start seeing temperatures in the 50s. No rain chances for them. South Florida, you're in the low 80s and high to mid 70s at night. You're going to get rain this weekend, Sunday, and then Wednesday, rest of the days are sunny. So that is a great opportunity for to get out in the garden. And it is a good time to plant in your yard and to renovate it if you want. We still have got about, the freezes are going to start around mid-December. And it's just, they're not going to be really cold. But this is a good time when we're really warm still to get frost blankets for your garden. If you have tropical plants that you want to protect, get the frost blanket now, because when you want to go get it for when we're predicting a freeze and the weatherman comes on and says,
sold out.
Yeah, weatherman says it's going to be freezing tomorrow morning, you're not going to be able to find the frost blanket.
Yeah, I was able to actually just to hop on Amazon and actually I do this back in July. I plan ahead.
There you go. Everything happens in July.
I know. And but yeah, you can hop on Amazon and I'm not promoting Amazon, but I'm saying or whatever your local box store is and go ahead and get it ordered in for you.
Yeah, that would be great. We're going to be talking about what to plant today. We have a great opportunity to listen to a new extension agent, Maria Batista. She's going to come on next, and we're going to talk about citrus and how to select the juiciest, freshest, and most delicious type of citrus. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. One of my most productive years in my multi-industry career was my time spent in the University of Florida's Extension Office. And the knowledge and education outreach of Extension through Florida and throughout the United States is just such a benefit to people. And one of the reasons why is because of the talented and educated agents that they have. And the new one in Lake County, she's the Extension Residential Agent, Horticultural Agent, Maria Batista. She's also the coordinator for the Lake County Master Gardener Volunteer Program and a certified instructor in both Spanish and English. Good morning, Maria. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Teresa. Thanks for inviting me. I'm very excited to be here sharing with you this morning my passion for plants.
I know we're just really garden geeks, right? And so
yes.
So tell us a little bit about your background. How did you get to Extension?
Well, I am a biologist, and I did my master's in horticulture. So then I applied to be a biological scientist for the University of Florida in the Citrus Research and Education Center, CREC, that is located in Lake Alfred. And then finally I decided I like Extension and share with people what I know and what I learned about plants. And now I'm very excited to be here in Lake County.
Oh, wonderful. Well, it's a great Extension office. I love Lake County. So the citrus industry, we've really had a couple of hard decades with citrus greening. Can you update our listeners about what they should know about growing citrus in Florida?
Yes. Growing citrus in Florida right now is a challenge, but it still is possible. You just have to think about the care you will give to the tree. And while the tree is young, like provide all the needs that the tree requires, and then you will have some success. But it's very important to pick the varieties that are resistant, because the disease HLV or greening is here to stay.
It's going to be here, but University of Florida has found some varieties that do not succumb to it. They may have it, but they still produce, you know, delicious fruit and and a good harvest. So we're in fall and winter's almost here. What makes winter or fall and winter a good time to plant citrus trees?
Well, it's a good time because the temperatures will be perfect for this plant to grow. And also you can see the trees, that how they are producing, and that will help you to pick a good variety, resistant. But also before planting, it's very, very important to see the schedules for the frost period, because if your tree is very small, it could be affected by the frost. But if generally, if this frost is doesn't happen, and you have like a plan for in case of a frost, you can have a good time right now to plant the seeds.
Okay, and so it's also the time when we're harvesting fruit, so we can actually, you know, even, you know, go and pick and select a fruit off a tree to see if we like it or not.
Sure. Sure, it's a great time to go see how much fruit the trees have, because that indicates that the tree is resistant and is when it went through many environmental tensors, and the tree is ready to produce, and it will be a good tree. So it's good to go see the tree, try the fruit, and decide what variety or cultivars you want to plant.
Okay, so what should homeowners look for when they're buying a citrus tree? How do they know it's healthy?
First, you have to try to decide what varieties are the most resistant. As you said, limes and lemons, right now we are talking a lot about finger limes. They have shown to be very resistant to HLV or citrus greening. And also, like, when you go and buy your tree, look for any signs. So yellow leaves, like, you should buy a tree that looks dark green and healthy in their leaves. And also, pay attention to all the other diseases like citrus canker, any mites, insects. Do not buy a tree or plant a tree if it's already sick.
Right.
You need to plant a healthy tree.
Right. Oh, I so agree with you. Okay. And so how big does a citrus have to be before they start producing fruit?
Actually, it's not a matter about the size. It's a matter about the variety. Some trees are producing when they are very, very small, and others need to be like 6 feet tall. So I will recommend to see what variety do you have, if it's a dwarf variety, but some others grow very tall. So it depends on the variety.
I remember, I'm going back a long time ago, I'm going back 50 years, when citrus was all over Lake Alfred, and it was near the airport at Lake Alfred, and the citrus trees were only like 2 feet tall, and they would have 1 to 2 fruit on them, and it was just it was just so cute to see these little trees just bending over with the fruit. And you know, it's kind of sad we don't see that anymore, but so it depends on the variety, on what, how long it takes for it to start producing fruit.
Exactly. How long? So yeah, sometimes also the way how they graft the tree. Mm-hmm. Like, if you grow from seed, if you grow from the seed, you will have to wait like 5 years. But if you bought your tree from a graft tree, already like had some age, some time growing the parents, so you can have fruits at 2 years.
Okay, so then this is the time of the year where citrus ripens. How does a homeowner know when their fruit is ready to be picked?
Perfect. There are some tips that you can look first at the color of the skin, also the size of the fruit, and the consistency of the fruit. It should be soft to the touch, not too soft, but some, not too hard. So you have to feel the fruit. Also, the fruit skin should turn like yellow or orange, or if it's a grapefruit, like reddish, it will have like reddish spots. So you have to pay attention to the colors, and it depends also how ripe you want it. Some people like really, really ripe citrus, so it's good way to try. Like, you can cut a fruit, cut it open, and taste it to see if it's perfect for you that way.
And there's also seasonal harvest charts so that like you can see what's ripening in November and December. So the University of Florida has some great publications on that. So Maria, where can people find out more information on how to take care of their citrus and how to select it? Where can they go?
Perfect. As you said, the University of Florida has like a complete database, and it's very easy to access. You just have to put in the search, ask IFAS. Ask IFAS, and then you put your topic. Let's say, ask IFAS citrus, and it will take you to our best scientific publications where you can find specific recommendations for your area.
Oh, that's a great, great idea. So ask, A-S-K, IFAS, I-F as in Frank, A-S as in Sam, ask IFAS, and then whatever you want to talk or find out about, like citrus, you put that in there, and it'll bring it all up. That's wonderful. Talk to us about the local extension offices. Where can they go if they want to bring in their plants and issues?
Sure. I will be there in Larry County. I'm very eager to meet my community. And, yes, I will be open to receive any samples. Also, we have other agents that work with fruits and crops, and also they have experience working with growers. So you can go by Lake County Extension Office, and I will be glad to help you.
And you're bilingual, so that's a great opportunity to introduce yourself and to help people in our Hispanic communities. They can come in and find that too. So I really appreciate that. I used to do a Hispanic bilingual a program with the Florida Friendly Landscaping, and I would say it in English, and then my friend would, the agent would say it in Spanish. And your Spanish is always longer than the English. I would go, did I say all that?
You're totally right. Yes. See.
And yes, so Maria, what do you like to grow in your garden?
Oh, I love citrus. I'm like, my experience working with citrus was amazing in CREC. So I have citrus. And I like flowers and vegetables. I like carrots. I like roses. So I have a big list.
Oh, wonderful. Well, that's wonderful, Maria. Thank you so much for coming on this morning. I really do appreciate it that you come on. And I hope you come on often.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me anytime. It was my pleasure.
All right,
thanks,
Maria.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Maria. That's wonderful. So I just love her. She's so sweet.
She's very sweet and very knowledgeable. And I'm super excited to know that she's over there in Lake County. LC boy near me. So, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and so she knows about citrus. So this is a good time of the year to do it. The lemons and the limes are most resistant to the citrus greening, but if you have a healthy tree, you can keep it by making sure it's getting the good care that it needs. So we appreciate Maria coming on with that.
Definitely.
So now it's time for your gardening questions and texts. I'd love to talk with you. You can give Lizzie a call at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. You can sign up for the newsletter on my website, she-consulting.com. It's right on the very first page. And you just put your email in, and we will get it and send it out to you. And you will get it. What to do in November, landscape malpractice, how to know when to fire your landscaper, my plant of the month, and then also Lizzie's post on her gardening adventures. And we tell you what to do each month. So it's a great opportunity. So 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me like Linda and Howie and Mike. We're going to get to your text messages soon. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. This is the time for you to give your gardening questions a chance to get answered. You can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. So at Peterson's Nursery today in Lakeland, they will have a program on plant pest protection, how to have your plants protected from pests. That's going to be at 9:30 a.m. They also have a wonderful supply of plants for you to go through and take home with you. So it's a great opportunity to go out there and see what a fabulous nursery it is. And then also today at Mead Gardens is the Grovember Plant Sale and Fall Festival. It is at Mead Botanical Garden in Winter Park. That's at 1300 South Denning Drive. And they have wonderful vendors, lots of plants. And so they're going to have Bromeliad Society is going to be there. The Native Plant Society is going to be there. Lots of great opportunity to buy plants and take them home. So check that out. And we do appreciate them texting in and listening to the show. So we're looking forward to it. Let's go to Jerry. Good morning, Jerry. How can I help you?
Good morning, Teresa. Yes, I'd like to know, I heard some things about plants that improve your mood or mind or happiness or something like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you have any recommendations along that line.
I do. So plants generally overall boost our pheromones, and even digging in the dirt boosts our pheromones. So if you're not feeling too good or you're depressed or you need to, you just have to raise your spirits, go out and dig in the garden. That's going to be one thing. It does raise the pheromones, just like kids in a kiddie sandbox are so happy when they're digging in the dirt. It works for everyone. But the plants that I love the best are lavender is one that relaxes and calms your spirit. I like the Mediterranean Spanish lavender, works really well here in Florida. Then also jasmine. Jasmine is another one that's very heavily scented and can reduce your bad feelings and make you feel better. Night blooming jasmine can work at night. The fragrance is just amazing. Night blooming jasmine, and the fragrance is very strong at night. You put it out there on your patio and it will be just wonderful to smell. And it blooms in the late summer, early fall, and it's just wonderful. It's blooming right now. Then also tea olives, too, as well, are a great plant, very fragrant. Lemon balm, you know, your herbs all smell good. So if you like to cook and go out there and just crush the leaves with your fingers and smell them, it will help. Rosemary is also a very good plant for your landscape garden. Even if you don't plant, you don't have a raised bed or you don't grow vegetables, you could put a rosemary bush in your garden. I was at a wonderful one yesterday, Carol, in Royal Harbor, and she has beautiful rosemary that just smells really good. And then also, too, Jerry, houseplants. Houseplants remove toxins from the air, and plants inside the home can make you more relaxed and boost your spirits.
Teresa, what do you say, houseplants?
Houseplants, just like your Sansevieria.
Oh, houseplants.
Houseplants.
Oh,
yeah, just no, that's okay. So just any kind of houseplants. There's Sansevieria, the Scheffler, the rubber plants, philodendrons, yeah. Any kind of houseplants indoors will also boost your spirits. And it cleans the air, it's wonderful.
See, that's a great list. I have a couple of them already, so I'm going to put them in better places.
There you go. And then you can always just call us, Jerry. Lizzie and I are here for you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jerry.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye. So 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. So Linda, she would like to know if she can plant rye seed this week. I would say, yeah. You can. It's not in the 90s, so it'll be fine. You may want to wait until the rain starts. I would probably do it next week if I had my druthers. And so, Linda, yeah, we're almost there. You can get to it. I just don't want it to go back up into the 90s. And with that, with Raphael out there in the Gulf of Mexico, I don't know if we're really through with storm shed. We're going to keep our fingers crossed. And but we're not getting a lot of rain, so your irrigation will have to go on if you want to have that rice seed start and start growing there. So, yeah, you can go ahead and do that. Then also, too, Linden Zone 8B says, can she grow a satsuma in a pot? Citrus grows really well in containers, and you can keep them to the size you need them to. I would have them on a patio in full light, full sun. And, you know, in the courtyards of Spain and Portugal, in the Iberian Peninsula, they have the citrus in pots. And so you can go ahead and do it. So what I would do is you want to match the size of the container to the root ball you need. Okay, so Linda, I would get a good size pot, maybe a 7 to 15 gallon pot. Nice size, you know, something you can put your hands around so they can grow a good root system. And yes, they will produce fruit in a pot. So it's very easy to do. So great question. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me at 23680. Good morning, Ira. I thank you very much for giving us the text messages and saying hello.
Yeah, my question also was about the citrus. I was wondering, can this, about what you already said you could, but you think about growing citrus in the big pots, and you're just like, that's, you usually see citrus out in the yard, so.
Yeah, you can grow them in the pot on a patio. Mm-hmm. If you have a full sun patio, I mean, even if you have a condo or a townhouse,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, as long as it gets full sun and has good air circulation.
That's very encouraging.
Inside pools is a little iffy.
Yeah, I did notice that with my plants on the porch, is that we have a screened-in porch.
Yes.
And they did great for a little bit, and then all of a sudden they just started going, wah, wah, and they had plenty of sun, like sun all day, basically.
It's air circulation. And so they get insects. They're more susceptible to insects. So this month, we're going to have about 3 to 5 inches of rain. And it's also, too, averages is going to be in the 70s and lows in the 50s. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. This is the time for you to give your gardening questions a chance to get answered. You can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. So at Peterson's Nursery today in Lakeland, they will have a program on plant pest protection, how to have your plants protected from pests. That's going to be at 9:30 a.m. They also have a wonderful supply of plants for you to go through and take home with you. So it's a great opportunity to go out there and see what a fabulous nursery it is. And then also today at Mead Gardens is the Grovember Plant Sale and Fall Festival. It is at Mead Botanical Garden in Winter Park. That's at 1300 South Denning Drive. And they have wonderful vendors, lots of plants. And so they're going to have Bromeliad Society is going to be there. The Native Plant Society is going to be there. Lots of great opportunity to buy plants and take them home. So check that out. And we do appreciate them texting in and listening to the show. So we're looking forward to it. Let's go to Jerry. Good morning, Jerry. How can I help you?
Good morning, Teresa. Yes, I'd like to know, I heard some things about plants that improve your mood or mind or happiness or something like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you have any recommendations along that line.
I do. I do. So plants generally overall boost our pheromones, and even digging in the dirt boosts our pheromones. So if you're not feeling too good or you're depressed or you need to, you just have to raise your spirits, go out and dig in the garden. That's going to be one thing. It does raise the pheromones, just like kids in a kitty sandbox are so happy when they're digging in the dirt. It works for everyone. But the plants that I love the best are lavender is one that relaxes and calms your spirit. I like the Mediterranean Spanish lavender. Works really well here in Florida. Then also jasmine. Jasmine is another one that's very heavily scented and can reduce your bad feelings and make you feel better. Night blooming jasmine can work at night. The fragrance is just amazing.
Night blooming
jasmine, and the fragrance is very strong at night. You put it out there on your patio, and it will be just wonderful to smell. And it blooms in the late summer, early fall, and it's just wonderful. It's blooming right now. Then also tea olives, too, as well, are a great plant, very fragrant. Lemon balm, you know, your herbs all smell good. So if you like to cook and go out there and just crush the leaves with your fingers and smell them, it will help. Rosemary is also a very good plant for your landscape garden. Even if you don't plant, you don't have a raised bed or you don't grow vegetables, you could put a rosemary bush in your garden. I was at a wonderful one yesterday, Carol, in Royal Harbor, and she has beautiful rosemary that just smells really good. And then also, too, Jerry, houseplants. Houseplants remove toxins from the air, and plants inside the home can make you more relaxed and boost your spirits.
Teresa, what did you say, houseplants?
Houseplants, just like your Sansevieria.
Oh, houseplants.
Houseplants.
Oh,
yeah, just no, that's okay. So just any kind of houseplants. There's Sansevieria, the Scheffler, the rubber plants. Philodendrons, yes. Any kind of houseplants indoors will also boost your spirits, and it cleans the air, it's wonderful.
See, that's a great list. I have a couple of them already, so I'm going to put them in better places.
There you go. And then you can always just call us, Jerry. Lizzie and I are here for you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jerry.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye. So 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me at 23680. So Linda, she would like to know if she can plant rye seed this week. I would say, yeah, you can. It's not in the 90s, so it'll be fine. You may want to wait until the rain starts. I would probably do it next week if I had my druthers. And so, Linda, yeah, we're almost there. You can get to it. I just don't want it to go back up into the 90s. And with that, with Raphael out there in the Gulf of Mexico. I don't know if we're really through with storms yet. We're going to keep our fingers crossed. But we're not getting a lot of rain. So your irrigation will have to go on if you want to have that rice seed start and start growing there. So, yeah, you can go ahead and do that. Then also, too, Linda in Zone 8B says, can she grow a satsuma in a pot? Citrus grows really well in containers, and you can keep them to the size you need them to. I would have them on a patio in full light, full sun, and in the courtyards of Spain and Portugal, in the Iberian Peninsula, they have the citrus in pots, and so you can go ahead and do it. So what I would do is you want to match the size of the container to the root ball you need. Okay, so Linda, I would get a good size pot, maybe a 7 to 15 gallon pot. Nice size, something you can put your hands around so they can grow a good root system. And yes, they will produce fruit in a pot. So it's very easy to do. So great question, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Good morning, Ira. I thank you very much for giving us the text messages and saying hello.
Yeah, my question also was about the citrus. I was wondering, can this, about what you already said you could, but you think about growing citrus in the big pots, and you're just like, that's, you usually see citrus out in the yard, so.
Yeah, you can grow them in the pot on a patio. Mm-hmm. If you have a full sun patio, I mean, even if you have a condo or a townhouse, as long as it gets full sun. Has good air circulation.
That's very encouraging.
Inside pools is a little iffy.
I did notice that with my plants on the porch, is that we have a screened-in porch.
Yes.
And they did great for a little bit, and then all of a sudden they just started going, wah, wah, and they had plenty of sun, like sun all day, basically.
It's air circulation. And so they get insects. They're more susceptible to insects. So this month, we're going to have about 3 to 5 inches of rain. And it's also too... Averages is going to be in the 70s and lows in the 50s. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.